these tests, the mastitis tests, what would they be used for primarily? Well, one is from the viewpoint of a designer who is dealing with problems of how to identify what is human space. It's centered on human space. Now, the starting point of human space, of course, the base of measurement would be from the surface of human body and what can be measured from human body. The designer, though, if designing units of human space could be saying, they could be talking about a complete unit of space, which could be a clinic, it could be a hospital, but then they would say, how does this idea of human space? It comes back to really based on what we call station, or what's immediately around the human being. From the point of view of the user, a user would see the human space from mastitis tests, that they're only what they could see. What mastitis tests would be only what they cannot be seen, but can only be pretty much feel-based or by touch, and seeing limits of their touch. It could also be including the use of a tool. For example, if we're talking about human space, we're dealing with people on a street, they would have a tool of what they call a cane or a stick by which they are tapping to find out where they're going. That they do this, which is the width of their body, and that can be seen as a test of human space. But we have been, of course, dealing with human space as it is used in healthcare settings. And most of our tests have been dealing with that. And that is dealing with what fits with a person as they fit with other people and how they fit with their tools. And their main problems we're dealing with is how the human bodies fit with tools, and how do the human bodies fit with body parts, with others. We're working with a group. We sometimes call it me is one person. We're working, and the me would be more than one person, and how they would fit together. For example, an operator with an assistant would have to know how the assistant fits to the operator when they're working in very close proximity, which would be human space. And the human space would be one person. Space is one thing, but that space has to fit well with other things. And then both are using tools, and then how their tools fit together, or tech. We sometimes call it tech. And which is a little broader than tools itself, tools or tech. And it's a fitting of first, in that sense, of how human bodies fit together, and then how they fit with the tools and how the tools fit. And those would be the problems we would see would be tested in the name of like mastitis tests. That means mastitis. That probably is more useful than open eyes tests, because open eyes, we can be easily distracted.